This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product! Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conan.
Boom. We're back with K100 Sports. K-Dog, D.I., Billy Body. What up? Boom.
So Billy was in Vegas this week, and I've never been to a UFC show, and that's a bucket list for me, but I always have to work on Saturday night, so it's very hard for me to go to the shows. But I want to go see a UFC show. What was your – is this the first UFC show you've seen before? Have you seen him in the UK before, Billy?
I've seen him in Vegas before.
You've seen him in Vegas before? What show did you see in Vegas before?
I've seen a couple. The last one I watched was – so I watched Khabib beating Conor. And I watched when Anderson Silva snapped his leg in half.
Right. Rousey
versus Tate was also on that show. That's the favorite show I've been to so far, that one.
Right. So what did Coney – did you watch UFC, Coney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did too. I rent all the UFCs, by the way. I'm a paying customer for the UFCs on ESPN Plus. Just offhand, what fights did you find most impressive? I thought it was a great show, and the big upset of what's her name getting beat, Shevchenko getting beat. What was the crowd pop for that like? What's the crowd pop like for a big upset like that, Billy?
It was crazy because it was, as I said, me and my friend were kind of there thinking that it was a one match show because we hadn't seen any good fights on the card so far. So we got there. So we planned to get there for the Ian Garry fight because I know Ian Garry, but that fight went off super early. So we were still in the bar when that went off. So because we were still in Outback Steakhouse when Ian Garry went on, we were just finishing. We decided just to watch a few fights there. So we got in and sat down just a couple of fights before the Cody Garbrandt fight. Just missed Derek Brunson get knocked out. So we hadn't seen anything good. The Cody Garbrandt fight was awful to the point where it was booed throughout. Bo Nickel won, but he won via submission. And even that was kind of anticlimactic because he had him in a choke and he held him in there for about a minute.
Just mauled him like – it reminded me when Chimaev beat that kid Kevin Holland recently, just grabbed him, took him down, and choked him out. It wasn't like a fight. It was just like a mauling and held the guy down on the ground, and that was it. You know, it wasn't really –
right.
Didn't even showcase much skill. It was just like, you know, it's kind of weird.
No. Then you had the next fight, go decision. Then you had Rakhmov, and that was a fucking hell of a fight because he got Rakhmov gave him an absolute pounding for three rounds, and the guy just did not quit at all. So that was a fight of the night contender that came out of nowhere where nobody was really expecting it. And then you obviously had the match that was supposed to be a squash match. I had the over 2.5 rounds, and I just wanted Grasso not to get beaten in the first couple of rounds. That's all I needed to happen. So I was happy when she survived. But up until that point, there was a weird feeling going on because obviously Shevchenko had struggled against Santos in her last fight, and some of that invincibility had gone. And during the fight, there were moments where, you know, when Grasso had landed a shot or had some top control on Shevchenko. So it certainly wasn't 3-0 going into the fourth round at all. Grasso had definitely taken
I thought it was. I thought it was 3-0, really? But the rounds were close. It was like this is the vibe that I got. You're watching the fight, and you can tell by the announcers, like they were assuming this is going to be a dominating performance by Shevchenko, right? And then like the vibe after like the midway through the second round, you're like, well, this is not a dominating performance by Shevchenko. This Grasso girl is pretty tough. That's kind of like how the fight kind of flipped. It's like, you know, well,
that's exactly
here.
Exactly the same thing I was feeling. I was feeling all the rounds are close, but I thought Valentina, but I kept telling, because I was watching it during the NWA show in Mexico. Tyrus put on the thing in the locker room, and we were all watching it there with these guys from NWA. I think Chris Adonis and some other guys there, Kratos. Anyway, so I remember when she came out, I was like, bro, watch out for her because A, she punches hard, and B, she's a dog. And I kept saying it, watch out for her, watch out for her. And she even said it, we were studying her. She waited for that spin kick, and she clamped that shit on, bro, and that place fucking blew the roof. Let me ask you a question. Billy, what's the difference between a UFC crowd and a wrestling crowd?
Hygiene. Okay. Hygiene.
For sure, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the answer?
That is yes. the answer. Yeah.
Yes. And what so, about, bro, and I thought, I just think Bo Nichols is a beast. You know,
he is.
He's, what gonna, about some, he's something special. Yeah.
So then John Jones comes out.
About that. Go ahead. So I think, yeah, what can be one thing that can be misleading. Like, obviously, for a living, I have to watch these fights for lock betting, and I have to have some sort of scoring in my head. Also, like, I'm watching the betting lines as we go. So this was difficult for me to do because the service just in that arena is not that great. Their Wi-Fi is pretty shitty for being on betting sites and whatnot. So from the crowd, with the little sparks of life that Grasso had, it may have felt like she had a round. Because the crowd weren't giving up. And that large Mexican contingent there, they continue to believe. So when we got to the fourth round, it felt
bro,
like...
yeah, you could hear them, Mexico. They were fucking...
Exactly, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. And we had a Mexican couple, like a husband and wife. The wife was going absolutely like crazy throughout. So there's lots of Mexico flags, people draped in Mexico flags around us. So it felt closer than maybe it felt for you, like because of the little sparks of... enthusiasm that we had, but then once she got the win, like the whole place popped off. And that's the other thing, like when you go into a fight like that, Shevchenko's not a Conor McGregor or a Ronda Rousey. She doesn't really have supporters. She's respected, obviously, in the community. She's respected by MMA fans. But when you're sitting around people and there's enough Mexicans there and enough people are supporting Grasso, that's infectious. You think, fuck it, I'll support Grasso too. Because all these guys around me are supporting Grasso. Once it happened, sorry, go on.
Well, I was going to say, very important for the UFC to start nurturing more Mexican fans, because Mexicans are five. Mexican fans will come watch UFC. They just love their fighters, you know. And so you got Brandon Moreno, you got Grasso now as a champion, and you got Yair Rodriguez is going to be fighting. What's his name coming up? It's like.
Yeah,
it's good. I think Dana White is kind of like saying, "Hey, look, we got a lot. These Mexican fans bring a lot to the experience.
Yeah, and they do it in boxing too.
Right? Absolutely. That's the thing, you know,
bro. And that Rachmanov, he's a beast. Anytime you got to base anybody with Nov or Megadev or you know one of those Russian surnames, you know you're probably in trouble. But he's a problem.
Yo, Conan and Joe. Ew. Breaking news: Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf the Great Wizard to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just Thank one God. Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils for promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shaves, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think that's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. They that brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
So what did you think about the John Jones' performance?
John Jones is a beast. Like, I was concerned. I saw the betting line move. So I thought a betting line move to a better price than what I grabbed it at. I'm usually good at getting the closing line value or getting the bet in at the right time. I did not on this occasion because there was minus 150 or minus 140 available because there was a rumor going around that he was hobbling. Then he came in with his foot bandaged up. So I looked at me and my guy, we looked at each other and was like, fuck, it's true. Like, he's hurt, he's injured, he's hurt his foot. So we were massively concerned at that point, but it just didn't matter at all. Like, he had a game plan. He knew exactly how he was going to win it. He knew that Cyril Garden couldn't wrestle and just took him out in a round, just choked him out. Like, as I said, some people have said to me, was that anticlimactic to go for that? No, you want to see the best and most dominant version of the best fighter ever. Like, and the best fighter ever put out one of his best performances ever. So that's the thing. I don't think in the 80s, I'm not sure, I wasn't alive. You guys are older than me, but I don't think that, like, people were complaining when they paid thousands of bucks to go to a Mike Tyson fight in Vegas and he was knocking dudes out in one round. I don't think people were saying, oh fuck, I paid all
this. No, because you're a part of history, bro. You were there. You were there, and you can say, and you have a ticket, you got pictures and you got memories, and you can say you were there. But I think that the John Jones things, when you saw that he wasn't getting into trouble, his name wasn't coming up anymore, he was training. I saw the embedded videos, which always gives me a better grasp of what's going to happen before it does, because they do such a great job of profiling the fighters. I was like, this guy's in fucking trouble, because this guy was laser focused. He was like, I know I fucked up. I know I have a bad attitude. I know I had a bad all this. I want to redeem myself. And the only way I can do this is go in there and making quick work of this guy. And Henry Cejudo, who was training him and have trained other people that have done very well, he was like, bro, you don't even know where you're about to see. And I take what he says very seriously. Bro, he just went in there and dominated one of the best guys in the world.
No. I'm gonna call Cyril. Yeah. Cyril Gane's put on probably two of arguably the worst performances that you could have in title fights. He stunk against Ngannou, and he did not show up against John Jones. This guy is like, and now he's done. He's never going to get a title. They would never put that guy in a title fight again. He completely no-showed both times.
And I got this in my notes.
Bro.
I got this in my notes too, exactly what Glenn just said. With Cyril Gane, I saw something with Khabib Nurmagomedov saying that Cyril Gane needs to seriously work on his wrestling if he wants to be a champion. If he comes out to Dagestan and trains with us in 2 years, I will fix his wrestling and make him a champion. I don't think this is a wrestling or stand-up issue. I think this is a heart. I think this is an emotion. I think this is I can't be in the main event issue, because I just feel that he's frozen on both occasions. Like, there's no way you should be losing that fight to Francis Ngannou. Here, you froze after one round, and it's almost like he wanted to tap out as soon as he possibly could.
But let me just say this. Okay, he beat Junior Dos Santos TKO, beat Rozenstruik, who was good, fight of the night, unanimous decision. Volkov, fight of the night. He beat Derek Lewis. That ain't no fucking easy task. He beat Tai Tuivasa, another fucking big old dude that can go. He froze against Ngannou and Jones. Maybe if he just freezes under but he's still one of the best.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying, you can't put him in that spot. He's not the main eventer.
Bro, right? He's going against maybe the best of all time, arguably.
Let me give you a point. A friend of mine, one of my GM at work, okay, used to be a professional tennis player, okay? And he always used to say, and he's from England, right? He's from Aberdeen, Scotland. He always used to say, the French are like the easiest guys to play against, because in any type of like this, he goes, there's just something about the French competitors when they're in that spotlight that they just do not rise to the occasion. And then, you know, I'm not saying that's like universally across the board, but like you could look at that for Cyril Gane, you know, so right. I don't know. Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get. And after a couple of weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com. And that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing. That's results. So Joe's been using it. Feels great. He's not. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep. Good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show. Yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's talk about something, Billy, that I don't think you want to talk about because there was a soccer game that you missed because you were in. Did you see the game, by the way?
Is that that 7-0 game?
Yes.
Oh, Manchester
United got beat by
Oh, my
what
God.
Did you watch it, Billy? Or did you get to the. Did you get to like not have to watch it? Did you sleep or did you wake up and watch it?
Yeah, I thought the stupid Americans had scored it wrongly as a touchdown for had scored a touchdown for Liverpool. I didn't watch, and obviously I have caught up and watched. Part of my job is to watch and to see, you know, if we really got bashed 7-0 or if there was a complacency there. Some of the clown show mistakes for the goals are not going to happen again. I'm not bothered if it's 3, 4, or 7. It's 3 points at the end of the day. The bounce back has happened tonight, which is what we needed to do. And I think that if you'd given me this situation at the start of the season where United have already won a trophy, we're going to be in the top four, we could win 2 more trophies, I'd take a 7-0 loss to Liverpool. It's not a big deal. What's most embarrassing is the way Liverpool are celebrating it as a cup final victory or as if it changes things in any way. They're still 7 points behind us, and they're going to win nothing. They're out of the Champions League against Real Madrid. They're not in the FA Cup. They're not in the League Cup. They're going to have a trophyless season. Their biggest accomplishment will be beating Man United 7-0 whilst we actually qualify for the Champions League and win trophies. So
I'm going to give you narrative, though. Why, to me, this was an important game, and Liverpool can is, bro, Manchester United had a chance here with a better – they're better than Liverpool, okay? And they had a chance to basically put the nail in the coffin for because like they're going to be out of the Champions League coming up. They don't have any other cups that they're in. And this could have put them out of range, maybe, of making the top four. And the way Liverpool responded by winning 7-0 with their backs up against the wall, when you had a team that could put the nail in the coffin, I don't know. Liverpool could go on a run coming up here. You know, I think it gives them hope. I think they make the Champions League now. What do you think?
They could do, but what they do is not relevant to what we do. Like Liverpool being in the Champions League next season actually would help Manchester United for the title, because if we're going for the league next year and Liverpool have to play Champions League with a squad that hasn't had any depth this season and they still have to play those extra six games, then that doesn't bother us. We don't care what they do, because we realistically, Liverpool's highest level is higher than Manchester United still. That's the bottom line. Like, if Liverpool turn on with the players that they have, once they click into gear and they play that heavy metal style of football, once it works, they're better than us. Their best is better than our best, and their worst is not as bad as our worst can be, because we've lost 6-2 to City, we've lost 4-0 to Brentford this season, and now we've lost 7-0 to Liverpool. So when we're shitter than Liverpool, and when they're at their best, they're better than us still. So we're still 2-3 players away from competing with a team who almost won everything last year. Like, I'm big enough to sit here and say that, but the fact is that their best hasn't shown up enough so far this season. They're dealing with a significant hangover from last season. They're dealing from the fact that they haven't got the squad depth, and they're dealing from the fact that their owners, John Henry, doesn't put enough money into the club to support them to become a team who can repeatedly go for title after title, Champions League after Champions League. So until they do that, until they act like a big club, until they have that significant investment so they don't have to field tired players on a week-to-week basis, I'm not worried about Liverpool. I know on their day they're better than us, like if they play their best. But at the end of the day, we're more consistent because we have a squad, and we'll continue to build that squad. And they're always gonna struggle. So that's why I'm not worried about what they do.
Well, let's talk about this real quick before we finish sports. Coney, I was kind of like irritated.
If I had to say something to add to that, I'd be more worried about Chelsea next year than Liverpool. Once Chelsea figure out how these players are going to play together, we just see them knock out Dortmund. So there's signs there that they're going to wake up at some point, because you don't knock out Dortmund like easily. They've won 10 games in a row. And Chelsea, that 2-0 didn't flatter them at all. They were way better than Dortmund. So this is a team I'd be more concerned about next year coming out of nowhere, Chelsea.
Well, let's talk about this, because like there was a few weeks ago, Coney wanted to talk about this. That was a little bit aggravated. I didn't want to talk about it, but I think we should talk about a similar story now. Is you were talking about Derek Carr going to the Jets, and I was like, I don't care. But now, Billy, we have a new thing. Aaron Rodgers is in talks with the Jets, and apparently it's looking like he's probably going to be a Jet. Will you continue to be a Green Bay Packers fan if Aaron Rodgers signs with the New York Jets?
Hey, can I ask you a question that's nothing to do with anything as well? How come the Raiders players use Raiders cars to come to Hackersan on a Saturday night? Is that normal? Like, I saw loads of players like walking into Hackersan, and the Raiders were giving them limos to turn up in. Like, did they encourage this kind of partying all throughout the whole year?
Well, so it's off season, of course, a football player. Yeah, it's a big pro. It's Las Vegas, but Nevada. Why do you think the guys want to come play for the?
Okay, I get that. But the club, the team are paying for the limos. In the off season, they're sending the players down to Hackersan. I found that strange. Yeah. Like the club are supporting this.
Good motivation.
No. Because here's why. Okay.
Did they send them to limo drivers?
Let me tell you exactly why. Okay.
Right.
Is because the limo companies that bring guests to their clubs that spend a lot of money get kickbacks. So the Raiders would be like, well, shit, let's just get him in our limos, take him down there. The driver gets paid, because you get the clubs kick you back in Vegas for bringing guests. Like, limo drivers and cab drivers make a lot of money in Vegas on kickbacks. So I would
probably thinking I'd rather them a limo driver drive them than them drive under the influence.
Exactly. And the same thing with our club is we don't pay out if we drive, if they take our limo. Like, we pay out for other drivers, but if we go pick you up, it's like we don't pay out. So if you got a place paying out, the Raiders are like, well, shit, we'll just take our limos. We'll get, like, it's a way for the Raiders to make money off their limo service, you know? Like, they get paid. So it's like, well, why wouldn't you? You know, it's like, you don't have
your players driving drunk.
Right. So plus the Henry Ruggs thing, of course, you don't, like, you know, that's probably a thing. They don't want anybody driving. They don't want Raiders driving in town with Henry Ruggs and another guy had gun. It's a tough town sometimes. But what's your take on Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets possibly?
It makes sense. I think anybody with money, anybody that has money to spend, like New York's not a bad place to live in. I didn't have Rodgers down as a New York type of person previously until he started doing the Pat McAfee show. So it does kind of show signs that Aaron Rodgers does want to kind of sort of evolve into this entertainer. Maybe take a job on television or something. Maybe not even.
Well, Jeopardy. He's literally in line to be the next host for Jeopardy.
Right. So this is what is what I mean. So it does seem like it makes sense in that perspective. But also from a footballing perspective, what were the Jets missing? Why did the Jets not make the playoffs this season? It was because of their quarterback. Exactly.
Every year.
But I mean, the defense is solid. They're able to like run the ball. I think they have receivers there who could respond to a decent quarterback. As long as Rodgers is the right influence and he brings you up, because sometimes like he would bring players down. Like sometimes Rodgers was the problem in terms of he would kill the confidence of new receivers find it difficult to grow and improve under Aaron Rodgers because he could be such a mental head fuck. And maybe this comes back to the time that, it's widely known that Brett Favre treated Aaron Rodgers like shit. Like he talked to him like shit, treated him like shit, was rude to him the whole time. And this is always sort of kicked on from Aaron Rodgers' career where he hasn't been particularly nice to new players coming through. And that includes his receivers. So it depends how it all works. But if he gets on with those receivers and the Jets continue to do everything else well that they did this season, then obviously they're going to be a playoff team. And it can work very, very quickly. Once you get that, you can kick on. If you suddenly can get over that hill of shit, we can't make the playoffs, we can't make the playoffs, we can't make the playoffs, and then you do, very quickly you can start winning games in the playoffs. It's different to teams who always make the playoffs and then always lose the first playoff game and can't get past that hurdle. So you can see the Jets improving quickly. I'm just surprised that he's not going to go to the Raiders because they're another team who are tailor-made and ready to win. And
we're all in on Jim. We're targeting Jimmy Garoppolo, supposedly.
I know. I see that. Yeah.
So, Connor, what do you think about that?
I thought you were not a Raiders fan.
Well, people in Vegas.
You're a Raiders fan.
No, I'm not a Falcons fan. Falcons got a lot of money. Oh, by the way, Monday is a very fun time because football free agency starts.
Right.
So they can start soon, and the Falcons have a lot of money to spend. So that's going to be a good, good topic of discussion next week for some of the free
agents. I think you need a better quarterback than Ritter.
I would agree too. What's your take on Rodgers?
Yeah, I think big market. I think he wants to get his name out there. He's been in a mid-market for a long time. He's probably going to get a lot of endorsements and shit, make a lot of money, and could be the king of New York if he helps turn around that place. Because like Billy said, they got a great defense. They can run the ball. They need a QB, bro.
Yeah, you can't compete in that. You can't compete in a division with Josh Allen, Tua. Who else? Yeah. You need a quarterback. You can't play that division without a quarterback. That's why Tom Brady won every year. They won that division every year because every year he played shitty quarterbacks for six games. Every single year. So it's unbelievable.
Hopefully, in around 3 weeks, because I think spring training ends in around 3 weeks, we'll have our baseball show where we'll probably bring on maybe what's this guy's
Josh.
Name? Josh Towers, and also John Arezzi was telling me that he could bring John Gibbons on.
That'd be a little. Yeah,
and cool. There's a lot of changes on the field. We got Xander Bogaerts shoring up the Padres. That's going to be a very hard team to beat. I'm going to be going to a Padre game. Trey Turner's.
I
now
might be
Philly.
Coming out there to go see the April 6th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Going, I may come out for. I think
Let's
I'm off
it.
Monday and Tuesday. Come out and watch the Braves again.
And then we can go have that basic pizza. Jacob DeGrom is a Ranger now. Mm-hmm. Who was the other guy? Oh, Verlander. So a lot of changes. Carlos Correa ended up staying up with the Twins after signing with two teams, right?
Yeah, crazy, right?
But so we'll be doing the baseball in around 3 weeks for those of you that have been asking me. Yeah.
Cool. So, Billy, where can we find you at?
Yeah. So everything I do for sports betting is at lockbetting.com. If you DM the Twitter account at lockbetting.com, I will tell you about long-term packages via Gumroad where you can get a discount. So it's 3 months. 6 months, 12 months. There's also a K100 promo code, but I'll show you how to use it. to get yourself a discount on there. But if you just want to get the basic standard packages, try it for a month. Go to lockbetting.com. All spreadsheets available on the lockbetting.com site. If you just want to see the previous month, do your quick due diligence, go to the pin tweet at lockbetting.com, the Twitter account. It's the P&L for the month of February. That actually has our Super Bowl card on it because we smashed the Super Bowl, smashed the NFL season this year. So, yeah, we're also smashing all our Champions League futures as well. So if you didn't sign up for February, that's unfortunate because we've done really, really well in round of 16, done really well tonight in the Europa League. So, yeah, we just keep knocking it out of the park. So if you want to get involved, head over to lockbetting.com. The wrestling stuff is at thedirtysheets.com. I didn't do my wrestling news this week, but I have a big, big audio clip piecing together lots of little stories. A lot of it is actually discrediting things that I've heard. People have got things wrong, and now they're coming out and saying this has changed, that has changed. I'll tell you one for free. Stone Cold Steve Austin never, ever agreed to put his neck on the line in a match against Brock Lesnar. There was never, ever, ever an agreement, and there was no cancellation or change to a Steve Austin Brock Lesnar match. That never, ever happened. So it's a lot of it's bullshit like this that I actually get to do a story, which is fixing the mess of other people who put out a fake story. But this is going to be over on thedirtysheets.com. My wrestling Twitter is at K100 Informer. And I will be doing a K100 Kids in the next few weeks because we're approaching WrestleMania season. I always find the WrestleMania builds, the historical ones, interesting. So piecing together some WrestleMania build-up stuff for Austin to watch to sort of gauge his interest in those WrestleManias. Because there's a lack of interest in this WrestleMania at the moment for us. I won't get into why and who and whatnot.
Well, let me get a good question. If you just real quick, one match you're interested in, because that's the one match I'm very interested in.
I am most interested in Logan Paul and Seth Rollins.
Absolutely. That's me too. Absolutely. Okay. I think it's a show. Like it I was, said, I think you could build that match up and main event one night one. Logan Paul is that popular. Like, you know, and he's that good. Like he has not taken a step backwards in everything he's done. He's been great every single thing he's done.
I don't think they're gonna do it. I think they'll main event one night with the women and one night with Roman and Cody.
Which woman match? Like those aren't
Charlotte.
Really
hot. Charlotte.
Yeah. Charlotte. All right, so,
and who?
Rhea,
right?
Rhea, maybe. Yeah. All right. So that's all right. So cool, Billy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Thank you as well for the limos and the. And the VIP tables, and I was, and the guys there as well. Like I didn't know that the other guys in Vegas would be listening to the show. But I had a conversation with a few guys by the fire exits and stuff, and they were listening. Yeah, and they were into that. They were into their soccer. Liverpool fans as well, which was before the result. You introduced me to a couple of Liverpool fans. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
So yeah.
But our manager loves soccer. There's a good collection of guys that like soccer. We all. Get together. Yeah, like,
did I not? Just back me up here. I told your guys to bet on Liverpool, and I told people on the podcast to bet on Liverpool because this was a terrible spot for United. So, I'm not one of these people who you hear these podcasts that guys from Pittsburgh and guys from Philadelphia and they're all over their team. I did not do that. I told people to bet Liverpool on Sunday. So, including the guys that Disco works with.
All right, so that's been a K100 Sports. We will check you out next week from London Town. Be good, Billy. Boom.
So I only got one of you guys left to meet. It's Conan.
Huh?
So I only got one of you guys left to meet. I've done these two down here. I've just got you. I just got you left, Conan.
Yeah, haven't met you yet. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
All right, cool.
Let's keep it that way.
Thank you, Billy.
Be cool, my friend. All right.
I'm going to fly out. And I'm going to try and meet Juicy, too.
There you go. Jesus.
All right. See you later.
All right. Be good.